the diversity and the riches of the landscapes. For those of us that are not there, you know, we just had no idea. And I think that the greatest challenge was, you know, how do you limit it to something that's manageable over 2 days?
Charles Birnbaum is the president and founder of the Cultural Landscape Foundation. Created in 1998, the organization aims to teach people how to identify and appreciate landscape and landscape architecture.
So what we want people to do is understand how all of this fits together, from small neighborhood parks to large parks to scenic reservations to golf courses. So really beginning to understand the whole landscape as a mosaic that fits together like a great puzzle.
In 2010, the organization started the What's Out There program, coordinating regional attractions set in mostly metropolitan venues like Washington, D.C., New York City, and Philadelphia. This weekend, the focus is on the Berkshires.
This mountain range, this mid-ground, this foreground, this background that creates a setting for all of these places really is what I think makes them so remarkable. And what holds it all together is this incredible, you know, at times powerful and voluptuous, and other times very subdued and sublime. But all of them are about the setting. And then I think that's what really makes the Berkshires just so astonishing.
The foundation is partnering with local tourist organizations for its first rural-based event. One of the weekend's standout attractions is the 22nd annual Tub Parade in Lenox. The horse-drawn carriage parade traces its roots back to the Gilded Age, when out-of-towners vacationed at the now historic cottage estates of the Berkshires during the summer. Ralph Patillo is the director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce.
Men would go on a fox hunt, and when they came back, the women had decorated their carriages with flowers and corn stalks and things of the day to signify them coming back from the fox hunt, and they would parade their little carriages down the street.
Patillo says Saturday's parade will feature about 18 carriages along a route from Shakespeare and Company through the town and back to the starting point for an open field display. He says the event signified the end of summer for the vacationers a century ago and symbolizes the same today.
We're steeped in history, and we have been able to maintain some of the qualities of life that occurred 100 years ago, which to me is a very refreshing thing, living in the 21st century and yet being able to live basically 100 years ago.
On Saturday, tours at Mount Greylock will highlight the area's hiking trails, natural makeup, and history. At the mountain summit of 3,491 feet, the highest in the state, rests Bascom Lodge, which is celebrating its 75th year. Peter Dudek is one of the partners of the Bascom Lodge Group.
Built by the Civilian Conservation Corps. Of course, that was a work program during the 30s. And they had camps on the mountain. They built the roads and trails. Most of the materials of the lodge are native to the mountain. You know, the timbers were cut on the mountain. The stone was quarried on the mountain.
Birnbaum says more than 800 people have registered for the weekend tours throughout the county, and some venues are offering additional tours to accommodate more visitors. Some of the historic tours are at the Freight Yard Historic District in North Adams, Ventfort Hall in Lenox, and the W.E.B. Du Bois site in Great Barrington. For nature and wildlife seekers, there are also events at Bartholomew's Cobble, the Housatonic Riverwalk, and many others. Architecture enthusiasts have the opportunity to walk through Gilded Age estates like Namkeg, Elm Court, and others. Art, music, and dance will also be on display at the Clark Art Institute, Tanglewood, and Jacob's Pillow. Tee times are also available at regional golf courses. For a full list of the weekend's events, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.